So it looks like the question that everybody's been asking is, when is Honeycomb Brazy getting out of jail? Don't he got like 15 years, 20 years? Well, since he violated his probation, he was supposed to get like some wild amount of time. I don't know if he's got good time credit or what, but it does look like Honeycomb Brazy will be getting out of prison this year. Now, I'm not sure if he'll have any type of home or house arrest, something like that, parole, whatever it may be, but either way it goes, he will be getting out this year. Now, he did make some hints about getting out this year a while ago, because I think he said his first show would be like in November or something like that, and I was kind of scratching my head like, what in the blue hell is he talking about? But anyways, and now it looks like Honeycomb Brazy has actually, you know, sent out a message on his Instagram stories, and I will get right into what the message says right after the intro. Welcome back to Key Talk Media. This is your host, Key Talk. Check it out, man. All right. I'm going to get you out the notification game, Key Talk game, for rocking with me every single video. If you listen to my voice right now, go to hit the notification bell so you get a notification every single time I drop a video. Anyways, so of course, Honeycomb Brazy is hands down one of the most entertaining rappers that the whole, you know, music industry's even got right now. Now, the reason he's so entertaining is because he's just unfiltered. You know what I'm talking about? He's literally in jail and he's just speaking his mind, and it's entertaining because he just says exactly how he feels, which in a way is kind of keeping his fans updated with, you know, what's going on with him, how's he going, and is actually providing us such an entertainment. It's actually more entertaining than a lot of the rappers that are even free. Actually, a lot of them are boring. But anyways, let's get into the message of what Honeycomb Brazy said. He said, with three laughing emojis, you know what motivates me the most is when I see everybody coming and like, Brazy locked up, Brazy worried about this, Brazy backwards, Brazy in his feelings, Brazy this, Brazy that, don't leave out this part, Brazy solid, Brazy never fold, Brazy really get out this year, not next one on grams, Brazy ain't rat to get out, Brazy stand on business, Brazy just pulled 2.5 years for getting shot on camera. Now for real, y'all getting caught up with everything in the world and back out the streets before the ink dry. So pretty much he just letting everybody know that, yeah, he do be in his feelings at times because he locked away, you know what I'm talking about, watching everything go on. But at the end of the day, he's about to get out of jail after getting shot at on camera, which everybody saw that video, went super viral. Like I say, Buddy's whole life is like one big movie. I think Honeycomb Brazy has the most intriguing and just wild rapper life. Like out of every rapper that's ever rapped, I think Buddy probably got most like the lifestyle that could actually be turned into a movie and just be like this big thing, because I don't think other rappers have been through half the stuff that Buddy's actually been through. Anyways, but he did let everybody know that he will be getting out this year and not next year, and he put that on grams. Anyways. Also, it looks like Finesse Two Times has responded to all of the negativity and all the negative comments he's actually got since his after party show was shot up. Now, of course, Finesse Two Times, a lot of his shows do end up getting shot up, or just some wild stuff ends up happening. One of the shows, he had to like crawl to his car like he was playing Modern Warfare in real life so he could survive, that a bullet wouldn't actually hit him. But at the end of the day, you know, Finesse Two Times pretty much came out and said, cold-blooded how they do me, you know, because in a way he's feeling like, hey man, listen, it's not my fault that people is bringing this into the shows or the after parties and then they letting off the shots, you know what I'm talking about. I'm not telling these people to do that. It's not my fault that they doing that. I come there to do my job, perform my songs, you know what I'm talking about, and whatever they do in the crowd, really they supposed to be listening, rocking out to what I'm doing, you know what I'm talking about. But of course, you know, the type of music that rappers make is, of course, is the violent killing, kill, kill music, right? So if you're gonna make this type of music, of course, it's gonna attract the real people that really be on some violent kill stuff. So it's kind of just like this kind of like the gift and the curse of rap, like I spoke before, right? The gift, yes. You're going to make a whole lot of money. Now, that's the biggest gift. It's going to be a lot of money involved with it. Now, the curse is you could potentially die because the people that will be around you, you know, I'm talking about and around pretty much coming to the shows and stuff like that. You know, there's a lot of liability within hip hop simply because the people that listen to it, because it's the violent kill music, is going to bring the violent kill people. So, of course, you know, the show's got high chances of potentially being shot up. It's just a whole lot of curses that comes with the gift of being a rapper as well. Because, yeah, it is a gift, but also, like I said, it is a curse, you know what I'm talking about. So, that just comes with it. But do y'all feel like the people in the audience should be more to blame than actually Finesse two times? Or, nope, it's your show, it's your after party, you're the bigger name, you're the big rap name, so you're always going to be the one to get blamed. Let me know some coming down below. Let me know what you think about this entire deal. I'm out.